So, today is the day. It is the 3rd of October, Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2023. And I'm going to read the first letter. Despite the heart palpitations, doing it. I'm staring at the file, folder, whatever you want to call it, which says Post van Piet Raukens, which means mail from Piet Broekens, which is my grandfather. And the first letter, I know the date. It's the 26th of February 1946. I'm not looking at it now. I know what it looks like. It's very thin, crispy paper. And he wrote the first letter with like a blue crayon. So that is going to be read today. Okay. If I can make my hands move. No, my hands move. But before I read it and before I open the folder, I want to clarify one thing about, I don't know, about the conflict, about what I know, what I don't know, what I feel, what I don't feel. In the last episode, I mentioned the concentration camps in Indonesia. And I speak about the atrocities briefly, but I mentioned the atrocities that the colonizers were subjected to. Well, I can tell you that obviously, the Indonesians have been through at least the same, probably worse. And for me, this has nothing to do with heritage, background, religion, skin color, race, age, any of it. Nothing. The reason why I mentioned specifically the concentration camps is because I read a lot of book about that period, because initially I was interested in like Indonesia. When I found out that my grandfather was there, I started reading about it, right? I didn't know that there was a full-blown war during the Second World War going on in Indonesia. So that was all new to me. And then when I found out that the letters actually exist, every time I read a book from the period that my grandfather was there, I got frustrated, scared. Not that I wanted to say I didn't enjoy it. Not that I enjoyed reading about the concentration camps and about the torture techniques of the Japanese. But the other, like what happens after, which is even more bizarre, not worse or better, but just more bizarre, because that war, that independence war, so forget the concentration camps, the independence war was fought out while Indonesia had already declared themselves independent. So it was very confusing for me, and took me a while to wrap my head around how you fight an independence war when a country is already independent. But the Dutch, stubborn as we are, we just didn't accept it. We were like, no, thank you very much for letting us know that you think that you're independent now, but we're just going to pretend that we didn't hear it. And people, the things that happened there, the Dutch have labeled it as police actions, politionele acties. There were two or three, but I'm going to say two. And there were war crimes. Let's call a spade a spade. It was horrible, 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 horrible. But for everyone involved, okay? So whatever I'm going to find, whatever I'm going to discover, I'm doing this from a human point of view and not from a white versus non-white or a Netherlands versus Indonesia. This is a, it's about the story itself. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. Okay, we have the post here from Piet Raukens. People, I will probably in English refer to it as Rukens, and that's how everyone on the Australian side of the family knows him, but knows himself, because they're all Rukens, okay? I'm not a Rukens because my mother's family, I wouldn't say, but I could have been. Okay. The first L consists of three pages. There we go. He's marked no more. Four, five, okay. The first one. Okay. And it's see-through a little bit, so, and it's written on both sides, so. And my grandfather's handwriting is a little bit, yeah. Anyway, this first letter comes from, is written in Assen. And Assen is in the Netherlands. Unless it says Arsène, but I don't think so. No, Assen. Beste Marianne en familie. Even read. Okay, he was with. Okay, there was an Roy. Roymans, Roofmans. Okay, dear whatever, Marianne. Jullie zult wel denken uit het oog, uit het hart. Maar dat is toch niet zo? Oh, that's sweet. Oh my god. First sentence, sweet sentence. You must think out of mind, out of, no, out of sight, out of mind, but that is not true. Aan die armzalige, briefkaart heb je ook niks. Irrelevant. Well, hier volgt dan het laatste nieuws uit de I think he says Rotstad. No. Does he say Rotstad? That means darn city. Assen. Would he actually be in Assen? I don't know. Anyway, he's saying just a card, a postcard is useless. So here is the latest news from, yeah, darn city, Assen. I'd be very surprised at that, what it says. But anyway, I'll go through it with a fine-tooth comb later. Ik heb een. Guys, I need a magnifying glass. I need extra lights. I'm already wearing my glasses. Oh, he switches. Yeah, wait, I'm gonna pause it for a second because I need more light. I'm moving outside and I hope this does not take away from the audio quality. But I have the best light here. I live in a dungeon, people. But he says, ik heb een reuze plezierige reis gehad. I had a really fun, and he even underlines it. I had a really fun journey. I don't know where to, but eerst even het potlood aangeslepen. En nu gaat het weer verder. Oh my god, he's like me. Because I couldn't read it very well. And I was like, oh, he switches to another pencil. But he doesn't. No, he sharpens it. He says, first I sharpened the pencil and now I'll continue. We hebben van 's morgens 7 tot 's avonds 7:30 gereisd. En we doorwaren. I don't know. Anyway, the journey was from 7 in the morning to 7:30 at night. Je was onderhand zo melig als een mislukte. Ding. Well, anyway, he says that it was so funny that basically they were just melig. There is no word for melig, but they were just they were joking. Apparently, there was something very funny about the trip. Okay, that was page number one. And here I'm gonna turn it around now. Page number two. Toen we in Zwolle waren, when we were in Zwolle, hebben we de rest van de reis in goederenwagons afgelegd. So, as soon as they got to Zwolle, they were put on a train and the rest of the journey they did by train. Dienst hier is erg zwaar. De dienst hier is erg zwaar. Twee van de jongens zeggen, maar hij valt reuze mee. Something about how difficult being in the army is. But apparently it's not so bad for my grandfather. Het wacht. Is meer goed met meer bij. I don't know what this is. Je krijgt dan de hele nacht anders dan oefenen. People, I'm sorry. It's difficult to read, man. Well, if saying something about exercises, practicing. Je kunt een half boot en een koekje rond blijven sjouwen. Heb je veldloop. He's basically explaining all the different types of shifts that you can have. Iets met wachtlopen, veldlopen. Oh, hindernisbaan. Oh, he's speaking about the training. The military training. Handgranaat. Something about grenades. And the number 36, whatever that means. Hij begint. I don't know what he means with he. Hij begint. Oh, he actually explains it. Hij begint. De dienst bedoel ik in brackets. So he means the shift. So the shift starts at 5 in the morning. 'S morgens. No. 6:15. En eindigt 's avonds om 8:00. Wow. The shift is from 6:15 in the morning until 8 at night. People, it's a long day at work. Wait. That was 2 because I can't read half of it. Number 3. We hebben hier ook Maleise les. Oh, he gets Baha'i Indonesian or Malaysian. So they get language classes. En verpakte studie onder toezicht. Nou, verplichte studie onder toezicht. Wow. They have to study. And they are, I wouldn't say they're being watched, no, under supervision. So they're making sure that these soldiers know the language, or at least enough of the language. Sorry, someone just came to say hello. Vanmorgen hadden we 3 uur veldloop. Okay, so that morning, the morning of the 26th of February, 1946, they had what they called veldloop, so something, terrain, something, watch, I have no idea. For 3 hours. Ik moest mee met de something. He had to go with something. Op het laatst moesten we over een dunne stam heen die over een beek lag. Vol met water kwam en mens 3 hour mensen break. Something about a log that was over over some water and they had to go over it. Daar moest ik met mijn leren overhemd. Mijn leren. Nee, overheen. Not overhemd. Daar moest ik met mijn. Well, he had to pass it. Vast en zeker dat ik erin. And he was absolutely convinced he was going to fall in. The trust and faith we have in ourselves in this family is astonishing. Er zijn er toen 2 ingevallen, 2 fell in. De eerste ging kopje onder. The first one went all the way under. And he couldn't swim. Oh, that is funny. And that's why. En sprong erin. And then another one jumped in after him to save him. Well, it says to help him, but basically to save him. Let's make it a little bit more heroic. I don't think it was my grandfather. De vond ijs. Ik, nou, het heel stond vol ijs. Oh, de beek? De beek stond. Oh, it was February. It was freezing. It was full of ice. Het is. Lachwek. Nou, lachwekkend? Nou. Takken. Het is hier een. It is hier a. Something with takken. I don't know. It is something. Als het niet sneeuwt, regent of hagelt. Oh, if it doesn't snow, rain or hails. Het maar een. Een zon bestaat er niet. There's no sun. Ben ik in Groningen geweest? Dag. On some day, he was in Groningen. Dat is iets anders als stijl of tegelen. And he says, oh, there is something different than stijl of tegelen, which is where he's from, Venlo. But that was tegelen at the time. Je loopt in een. Well, I don't know, he's describing Groningen. We liggen hier met z'n vieren van de Gerabus, Murphy en 38 Hagenaars. He's describing the group that he's with. So there are a few people from something, and 38 boys from The Hague. Leren moeten binnen blijven and they have to stay inside. Heb ik gewandeld en geboxt. Oh, I don't know if this was allowed, but he went for a walk and he did some boxing. And he says, tof joh, which means cool, man. Oh yeah, oh my God, I already read four. Look at that, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 and 6 left, people. Is that true? Yes. Vandaag gaat het niet. Oh, today it's not. Today something's not working or not going well. Ik heb vanmiddag mijn tweede spuitje. Spuitje? Tropische ziekte. Oh, he got the vaccination for tropical illnesses. And I think he got sick. Wait. Je wordt er zo ziek van als een hond. It makes you sick as a dog. Okay? Dus ga ik vanavond maar eens vroeg naar bed toe. So he decides to go to bed early. On the 26th of February 1946. Because he just got vaccinated. People, no, I'm not gonna say it. Do what you want. Hoe gaat het anders nog met jullie? How are you guys? Erg beleefd, hè? Erg beleefd? No, erg. Anyway, I think he might be making a joke. I don't know. Erg. Nou, beliefd. Nou, waar de mama. Nou, waar de mond vol van is, loopt het hart van over. Oh yeah, okay. So he's basically. This is a Dutch expression. Waar de mond vol van is, loopt het hart. He's basically speaking about a certain desire. So when you speak about something a lot, it means it's in your heart. Hoe gaat het nog met Marianne? So he's specifically asking about his sister. Kun je. Nou, leer je nog goed? Ah, he's asking about her studies. He's asking if she is still doing her best. And he says, je moet er nu niet met je pet naar gooien. So he's basically encouraging her and saying her, don't give up. Nou, oh, zelf ook wel. Maar dat weet je zelf ook wel. He says, but you know that as well. Zijn Henkie en man. Nog altijd zo braaf? Are Henkie and someone still good kids? Hoe gaat het nog met. Mm-hmm. Someone else he wants to know. Mm-hmm. Rijdt Joost nog in dat. Rond met Tini. Just names and something driving around. Heeft hij zijn rij. If someone is still driving around in something, and then the question if he already has his driver's license. So apparently, it wasn't. No one really cared if you had a driver's license or not. Laat hem maar eens terugschrijven. Okay, now it gets a bit strict. He was like, let him send me a letter. See, het velletje is bijkans vol. So he says. The piece of paper is almost full. So he's going to finish the sentence and go to bed. Beneden veel groeten. Van de pammeling in de stad van Krommelblablabla. Well, something, say hello to everyone, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts to write English. Yeah, so just you in Dutch, yeah. Your brother, Peter, so long. Calls himself Peter. Your brother, Peter. No, that's impossible. His name is Pete. Maybe he just gave himself another name. I don't know. We will find out in the rest of... But so long. So long. I said so long in one of my episodes. But I said so long, fuckers. I'm gonna go to Tropical Island. That's what I said. Well, that's what my grandfather did as well. Also went to a tropical island, but with a war, and he also says so long. For now, I think with this very incredibly historic day for me, people. It's an historic... No one cares, but for me this is a historic day. And I can't, I really cannot wait to read the rest. This means nothing yet. It says nothing, but it is beautiful to have started. I've started it, people, and starting it means finishing it. So I'm going to finish it. De kop is eraf, mensen. Dit wordt het. Dit is het.